It's City Desk News and Views from City Hall Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, is Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Hello, William Sackett, and welcome to another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program on Thursday, March 31st at 10:09 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. And our special guest, who is here every week, is the Chief Administrative Officer of the City of Biloxi, Mr. David Nichols. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here again. I hope everybody gets some good information out of it. Looks like maybe by the time this podcast is out, we'll know we're going to have some really bad weather anticipated, but hopefully we'll get that behind us today and have a really nice weekend.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because if anybody goes to the City of Biloxi website at biloxi.ms.us, up at the top right-hand corner, you will see the weather conditions for right now. But if you click on that, it shows you the next 7 days, it shows you real-time radar, and it shows you any advisories, all from the National Weather Service. That's at biloxi.ms.us, up at the top right-hand corner. David, for today's program, we're going to be speaking about these issues. We're going to talk about roads, especially in East Biloxi. We're going to talk about the big weekend that is in front of us with all of the activities taking place. And we need some people to make some nominations, and we're going to talk about that towards the end of the program. But you had to be happy with what you saw, because I know the mayor was pleased with the progress that we saw in East Biloxi.
If the mayor's happy, I'm happy. We have really, the contractor, Warren Paving, has really gone to work in East Biloxi and has gotten some streets paved. We still working with the contractor, them trying to make sure that we don't pave a street and next week they're going in and tearing it up. So this is temporary paving. And it's in those areas kind of to give some transportation corridors to those areas that have been affected so bad. And we're trying to hit the major areas through the city and work on those.
The six streets, Warren Paving got out there at 6 in the morning, and they did six streets in 6 days. They did a section of Main Street is what they started with, Main Street from the CSX all the way up to Division. Then they did Division Street from Lee Street all the way over to Kivette. They came back and then did Lemieux Street from CSX to Division. Then they did Hopkins Boulevard. Then they did, what am I leaving at? Raynor was another one that they did. A total of in Hopkins Boulevard, a total of six streets that they did, and they got in there and they were pretty quick about it. But this requires a lot of coordination with the infrastructure contractor, Oscar Renda. Right now we have 55 miles of streets in East Biloxi that were in some form of construction or repair, and they 55 miles of streets had the pavement removed because they wanted to add the water lines first for this entire area. But now what y'all are having to do is coordinate a lot with Oscar Renda, right?
That's correct. The people may wonder, well, why didn't you pave north of Division on Lemieux or Main? The contractor told us that in the next couple weeks or month or so, they'll be installing a sewer and then right behind that storm drain north of Division Street. So we didn't want to go and pave the street and then in a very short time period they come in and tear it up. So we're trying to work with the contractor Oscar Renda and make sure that the streets we do is we're investing our money wisely.
And this is a $600,000 enterprise by the City of Biloxi that is designed to bring some relief to the residents, the businesses, as well as any motorist that travels East Biloxi streets. What's the status? I saw the other day where the contract has been awarded for the south section. That would be the area south of the railway from the I-110, I guess, all the way down to Point Cadet, south of the railway. Do you know when they might start that? I know there's still some things to do.
Yeah, they're looking at trying to get started about June 1st on that section. Actually, this section runs along Highway 90 all the way down to Rodenburg. So we've got a little bit longer section to do. All the work will be done outside of Highway 90. Like here at, on Lemieux Street here at City Hall, it starts at Highway 90, and they'll be replacing water sewer drainage up to about Jackson Street. Mm-hmm. So it won't be as big an area as it was or long as streets as it was up in the north section. But it still is going to be disruptive. The contractor, we've been working with them. They have assured us and under contract that we have, they're going to do it in segments. Kind of they'll work in an area, complete it, put a base coat back down on, and then they'll move on to another area. So it's going to be inconvenient. I don't want to minimize that. You know, if you've got a huge hole in front of your house, it's not good. But we still got to do it.
The big point is there won't be torn up streets from Rodenburg in West Biloxi all the way down to Point Cadet south of the railway.
That's a really good way to put it. Yeah, they'll be working in segments and cleaning them up and getting them back to what is good enough for normal.
Well, as we know, Mayor Gilich inherited the status of the work, been in office 11 months now, and that work started, 2 years ago. So he's inherited what he's got north of the tracks, and he's doing the best he can with that, he and the members of the city council. But this part going south of the railway, as he's been fond of saying, this is going to be a whole new ball game, his ball game. So he knows a lot of people are watching how he deals with this, and so we'll be watching too here on the City Desk podcast. I don't know that we'll be critical, William, but you know, we'll certainly take note of everything that's going on. Let me move on while I still have my job. The big weekend, David, we've got the Brewers are going to be in town Saturday.
Ooh. Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. The Brewers will be playing the Shuckers. They'll have some time for autographs and have people to get in and get to see batting practice. So it ought to be a really big game.
Folks, you know, if you haven't availed yourself the opportunity of seeing the MGM Park, please do so. I had the great privilege of being there when they first opened. In fact, all of us here on City Desk was there. Really, you should be very proud of it, but you need to experience it.
Big League Baseball, this is the first time since the 1930s when we had a Major League team playing a game here in Biloxi. A lot of people aren't aware we have some Major League teams who were doing spring training here back in the 30s. A couple of them went all the way to the World Series. But, David, in addition to the Brewers, we're going to have our Main Street is going to be doing its game day activities in the Vaumarchais area, Howard Avenue there. They're going to have some of the Shuckers there signing autographs. They're going to have a number of activities for children. That's going to be on Saturday, April 9th. Saturday, April 9th. We want to make people aware of that. Saturday, April 9th. Mark your calendar. But in addition to the baseball excitement we're going to be seeing, there is also the Mississippi Gulf Resort Classic that is dealing with the weather but moving forward.
That's right. They've already had a big week up at the golf course and the Fallen Oaks, and it's had a memory lapse there. But they already have had a really big week. Those guys have worked really hard out there at the golf course to get it in shape, and it's growing every year, and the people that the pros that come here seem to have a good time, and what we want to do is show them some good Southern hospitality while they're here. And it's amazing how many crew members they bring for TV and support staff and everything, and it's really a big deal.
This is designed to be a platform to showcase the Mississippi Gulf Coast and the many opportunities we have here for recreation, whether it's golf or whether it's going out deep sea fishing or whether it's enjoying some of our great seafood restaurants or some of our museums and other cultural pursuits. So that's golf this weekend, the Brewers this weekend. We've paved all these streets in East Biloxi. And now what we're asking the public to do, besides being patient with those roads, we're asking them to think about individuals in our community who have gone above and beyond in volunteering for the many pursuits we have throughout the year in Biloxi, whether it's the sports leagues, if you're a volunteer coach or whatnot, if you work over at the hospital or in any medical field, if you're in the arts, if you are working with any of our cultural groups. Volunteers are very important to the city, aren't they, David?
Absolutely. Just about every event we have, we rely on our volunteers to assist with it. Game day that you spoke of on April 7th is a really good night. Is a really good example. You know, without Main Street and all their volunteers, we couldn't put it on. So it's volunteers are very important, and it's something that we enjoy doing every year. We recognize an awful lot of them. And you pick a winner the best person, but all of them are winners.
The biggest thing we want to do is we want to show them our appreciation, and the way we do that is we have a volunteer recognition ceremony. April is volunteer month, so what we're asking you to do right now is go to the city's website, and right there on the front page it says we want you to nominate volunteers. And everyone is recognized. There's a free dinner involved. You get to meet your fellow volunteers from all areas. By the way, we're not just looking for individuals. We're looking for groups. We're looking for young people. We're looking for old people. And they give their most valuable asset, their time. And you can't say enough about what they do. They don't do it for recognition. They don't do it for money, which is why they're called volunteers. But we want to take this effort every year. We've been doing this for 33 years. The other thing we're looking for is nominees for the Biloxi Sports Hall of Fame. That is not going to be until June, but we want you to start thinking about that now. And there's a link on the city's website, and we even show you in our online Hall of Fame all of the storied athletes from years past. We are looking for a new crop, the class of 2016. So please look at that, but go in there and do the volunteer thing, because that's coming up, I think April 12th, I believe, is the deadline. So, David, anything else? What's happening with city council meeting coming up?
Well, I looked at the agenda before we came in, and it looks like a lot of routine matters, a lot of contracts that we're finishing up and all. So it doesn't. I don't recall anything really controversial on there.
William, I think that's his way of saying that there's something really controversial that's going to be on that agenda, but we're just going to slip it under the radar. Did you pick that up?
I did, too. You know, folks, that's why you should come to the city council and anything. It's more than just sitting here and listening to people drone on and on. You'll never know what's happening, people jumping up and screaming and yelling. But on a serious note, it's your government, it's your city, and it's your way to participate.
Anybody that comes to the city council meeting, there is a segment of the meeting right at the very beginning. It's like within usually 3 or 4 minutes into the meeting where any citizen can get up. You don't even have to be a resident of Biloxi. You get up and you can speak about any issue for 3 minutes. And you can have your say and talk about what's on your mind, what you would like to see. And the only way you can do that is by being involved. You don't have to sign up or anything. Just show up at the city council meeting. And the best thing is, on the city website, there is the complete agenda there with all the supporting documents. So you will know what's going to be happening at that meeting before you even get there. Anything else, David?
Nope. It's a night meeting. This next meeting, it will be our first meeting of the month and starts at 6 o'clock.
You know my love of trains. Any update, or are we still status quo?
It's great that you mentioned that, because as we said the other day, I think Mayor Gillich was here for it was probably our hugest, our biggest rated show when Mayor Gillich was here. But we had an Amtrak meeting here. We had members of the Southern Rail Commission, the Federal Railway Administration. We had different leaders from different cities along the coast, from New Orleans to Jacksonville. And what they were here to talk about was, what do we need to do next? And this is going to happen, but it's a matter of what the timetable is.
Money and time. Money solves all problems. So we're short $9 million, $3 million. What's the number?
$9 million to figure, which is, it's a lot of money. But if you look at the agreement that you would have the state of Louisiana, the state of Mississippi, the state of Alabama, and the state of Florida. You take that $9 million and you divide it at least by four. You know that number's getting lower. And for the states to step up and do this, and we also want to acknowledge and thank Senator Roger Wicker for his leadership on this effort, because this working group that was here under the Federal Railway Administration, that is at his request that they start getting together and talk about what needs to be done. But we are going to see daily train service here in Biloxi, but it's just a matter of time.
Four states divided by $9 million. Do the individual cities have to participate, or is it only a state level?
Well, we that decision had been made. Hopefully it would come from the states. You know, they have transportation dollars to put up. So that's kind of the thinking right now, is the state would come up with that money.
They would do that, and what we would have to see happen here in Biloxi is that we need a platform over there. We had an old platform where the old train station was, but you come down just, about a block, and that's where our modal center is, and we need to build a new center there. And y'all are talking about a big elevated crosswalk. Do we need that?
Well, I don't know. Get across Raynor,
Esters.
Right now, Esters is not needed right now, but it may be in the future. How many of these multimodal facilities are there along the route?
I'm going to let William Sackett answer that. I'm going to ask you, William, how many multimodal transit centers are there on the railway between New Orleans and Jacksonville?
It's called One, and it's the city of Biloxi. And folks, go and take a look at this. That's why, we're being glib here, but we're not. You have a major, major fingerprint with this transportation center, and putting up a station across the street, and however you get across the street, whatever. Yeah, this is quite positive, and we really stand out in this whole effort.
The waiting rooms are there, the ticket counters are there, even though Amtrak does a lot of their stuff online, but everything is there. When you get off of that train, you've got your buses waiting that can take you anywhere in the country through long-range transportation, or you've got the Coast Transit ferries there, trolleys that can take you around, or cab service, convenient parking, restrooms. It's all right there. We just need one thing. What?
We need Amtrak service.
William, this wraps up, I believe, this week's program. If anybody has any questions about anything we've talked about here, you can email us at online, online@biloxi.ms.us. What do you have to say?
And folks, don't forget, every day, if you get a moment, visit the website, biloxi.ms.us, for everything you need to know what's happening in Biloxi. You've been listening to City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.